You yourselves can make the announcement and the release when it is appropriate. We can countermand by making a release if it is deemed that your decision was inaccurate and erroneous. You do not have all the information that we have access to. So by being able to set it up in such a way that a communique can be followed by a communique cancelling the previous communique. For example, let us go to a fictitious incident. Communique number one. Due to the drop in the stock market of 150 points and the forest fires in the... No, let us say the earthquake in the state of Washington, in the metropolitan area of Seattle, and the riots that are currently going on in New York, it is necessary to advise you that we have increased our level of readiness to DEFCON 3. DEFCON 3 constitutes a warning of imminent problems, and you would explain what the problems are. What I suggest is on your page, you have within a, from the desk of Omol, an explanation of this. When you send the email, you send a link incorporated to the appropriate space. Yes, I know. Next question. And final question.
All right. The talks themselves are already in their form to begin. The timing is going to be a part of our progression into learning. It's all perfect, correct?
That is correct. Live long, prosper. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Frank!
It's always tough to see how the perfection of the moment is self-evident. Though everyone, though we all agree to it, it's not something you can just say.
No.
But it's nice to hear it from someone who knows.
Yeah.
Spank me.
What's the matter, baby?
Just in a playful mood.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I suppose I better put on the next speaker.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, Skip.
How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
That's
good. And how are you doing, Hank?
Good, good. I'm a little pushed.
Yes, I know.
Yes. Engineer or healer?
Healer. I speak soft and soothing tone. Okay, first of all, an announcement. Not this coming week, but the following week, I will be unavailable for channeling session. Due to the fact that I am going to Sirius for a week to attend a couple of meetings and a formal function.
That's going to be fun. Sounds like a challenge.
Yes, it would be entertaining. Actually, I'm looking forward to the formal function. I get an opportunity to dress up and be smart.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
David, am I going?
Of course. And Clara. Mm-hmm. Also, little sis will be coming as well.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a dull challenge session.
Sweetheart, I got a question for
you. Yes.
I have the natural ability of taking people's pain away.
Mm-hmm.
I have come to the conclusion, or through experience,
mm-hmm.
have learned that I don't have to ground myself afterwards.
You can ground yourself whilst doing it, or you can do it naturally without being aware of it.
Or maybe I'm doing it naturally because I'm taking people's pain away,
mm-hmm.
okay, but I don't absorb it like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, I was absorbing the pain to where I would start getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore.
So you figured out that you have to get rid of it immediately as you're doing it, correct?
Evidently, and not being aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I think you are aware of that you're doing it by the steps that you take, now with your legs slightly apart, your hands out, and as you pull it in, it washes out.
Okay. I'm also going to a spiritual physical healer.
Mm-hmm.
A lady that's taken a course in this from another lady that says she can do all this. Mm-hmm. I've never met the lady, so I don't know if she's true or not true. She's a graduate from her university.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be doing me a lot of good. I feel like I'm more balanced. I'm mm-hmm. more satisfied with myself.
That's why I thought it was appropriate to give you that piece of information.
Because even when this lady that I go to was working on me, I built my own energy.
Mm-hmm.
My little light ball running through me.
Mm-hmm.
I built my own energy so that it would help. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm using her strength, too,
mm-hmm.
to help me do my own.
That's correct. See, okay. Even a healer needs a healer from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by discussing the problems and setting the channels and observing what she does helps you to subconsciously facilitate your own healing.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. It really does. Now, she's told me that I should quit healing. I said, no, I can't do that. She's, well, you're taking away the energy from people, but you're not solving the problem. I said, yeah, I solved the problem too.
Mm-hmm. You see, part of solving the problem is discussing mm-hmm. the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And suggesting alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
For example, your daughter, she gets headaches and nausea when she smokes.
Mm-hmm.
She's allergic to nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
So, the solution is she quits smoking,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think she has, has she?
She tries. This is kind of a back and forth situation, darling.
Mm-hmm.
She'll quit for a while, and then she'll start again, and then she'll quit for a while. But she found out that chocolate brings them headaches on, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if she drinks coffee, it stops them.
Mm-hmm.
So the caffeine has a counteractive thing in it against the chocolate mm-hmm. and against the nicotine, I guess.
Well, chocolate has nicotine, not nicotine, caffeine.
Caffeine in it, right.
So there's got to be something more
than
in
just
the chocolate.
Just the caffeine that's it's killing the headaches for.
Mm-hmm. Because with chocolate, it has the caffeine in it, but it's also creating the headache.
But it's got other in it besides caffeine. In mm-hmm. chocolate. There's something else in chocolate besides caffeine.
It's also in nicotine or in the cigarettes. I don't think it is the nicotine. I think it is the chemicals added to the cigarettes.
Glycerin.
It could be.
Because all tobacco in tailor-made cigarettes has got glycerin in them, so they won't go out. The tobacco is treated with glycerin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not detrimental to your health.
Isn't that also in chocolate?
Glycerin. Let me think. I work for Hershey Chocolate. There's milk condensed down so thick that it looks like taffy. Chocolate's ground for 72 hours and then pressed to take all the oil out of it. Then it's broken up and powdered out in sugar, milk. I'm trying to think. There is a preservative added to it also. Now that could have the glycerin in the preservative.
It might not just be the glycerin.
Well, you know, a combination is what I was trying to think of.
Something that acts like glycerin, or it could be something like saltpeter, which is also in cigarettes.
Okay, tobacco has glycerin, tobacco, and the paper is carbon when it's burnt.
It doesn't matter.
I'd have to research it a little bit more, but I just can't call all of it offhand, okay?
I understand. But you see, by pointing out what is causing the headaches is part of the cure.
Yeah, because all chocolate's got the same thing in it. And it doesn't seem to... Well, maybe she's going to extremes with her chocolate because she is a chocoholic. Yeah, giggle, but it's true.
How much chocolate does she eat in a day?
She's gotten away from it. But she used to eat probably half a pound of chocolate a day.
That might do it. Here's an interesting little side note.
Go ahead.
If your daughter wants to get a buzz going, as I think you would call it, just for her to eat 5 pounds of chocolate has the same effect as smoking one of your hand-rolled herbal cigarettes of the recreational type.
Oh, yeah, the wacky tobacco. That's what we call it, it's wacky tobacco.
5 pounds of chocolate have the same effect as one joint.
Wow. Well, yeah, because isn't there cocoa in chocolate? Isn't there Coke's in chocolate.
Yeah, it's in the process mostly out, though.
Yeah, but it's still got a residue in there.
Oh, it's very, very, very minute.
No, it didn't. Years ago, it had heavy Coke in it. Yeah, Coca-Cola was real bad for that. Anyhow, thank you. I appreciate the little tidbit that you gave me to.
Okay. I have the part.
Thank you.
Okay. Catch you later, Skip.
Yep.
See you later, Hunch. Yeah. Missing you. No, missing you.
Now, Russ, which one's the engineer? Carrie. Okay. I got to ask her a question.
Fine.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're getting some answers to things. Getting answers to our questions, let's put it that way.
I got a slight problem. I need to go crash out for a while. I can't stand Curie and the rest of this.
Well, Curie's about to come on anyway. Okay. And besides, it's getting close to the end of the tape.
Yeah, I'm dragging.
I notice you are. Yeah. Curie's the engineer. Okay.
Hey, John.
Yo.
Hello, darling.
Okay, explanation. Tia's boisterousness is fluffy. When Tia is boisterous, she is fluffy. Because the tips of her hair start to stand up. Goes like this. Like a cat gets fluffy when it's all playful. Tia gets a little bit fluffy on her hair when she's playful. Okay. So she becomes fluffy.
Okay. I got a question to ask you.
No, I'm not going to tell you how to build a walk core engine.
Okay.
Ask my sister.
No, I ain't going to do that to you. You and I were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was I ever in combat when me and you were friends?
Indirectly, yes.
No hand-to-hand bit.
Not that I'm aware of. However, I was not always around when you were off doing your engineering thing. All I was just a regular ship's engineer.
Okay.
I can't tell you more on what you did.
No problem. I just thought maybe you might be able to enlighten me on a couple of things that's happened.
Yeah, all I can tell you is that there are times in that past life where you weren't in, and then you would reappear,
okay.
And then you would disappear, okay. And then reappear.
All right, because the lady said she took a bit of metal out of my ribs that looked like the end of a battle axe. And she also took three chunks of steel out of my left shoulder that looked like part of a sword.
Mm-hmm. But then...
From previous times.
Yeah, but then shards of metal can't look like that from engines and
true.
So on. If
true.
You don't know what you're looking at.
Well, true enough, it could have been from the explosion.
What explosion?
I don't know, though.
Mm-hmm. You remember that we said that your past lives would come to you in bits and pieces?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Well, you told me it wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still there.
Mm-hmm. All that I know is from what I heard. It's part of the life.
I was there.
Mm-hmm. But where is that?
Right in the middle of it. From what I can comprehend. They're real close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... Let it go.
I was about to say I could start pushing, but it wouldn't be appropriate for me to do that.
No, don't do that. I just thought maybe that you could enlighten mm-hmm. me on this other. And evidently it's... I picked up that last bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're reading into it and it's triggering things. Which is good. Okay, got a quick question for Sleepyhead. Let me see what would be a good nickname. Alfalfa. what was that technical problem that you were working on? You were, according to Big Sis, who's going to get hit with a watermelon if she's not careful. And you got a little frustrated trying to explain a technical problem with, I think it was a hardware problem. She wasn't too clear on it. She got frustrated with you for getting frustrated. And when she does that, she leaks on her IMO, which I can pick up on.
Well, there was a part where one of the workers there left the video card out of the computer I had to take back. I had to go back and get the video card and put that in.
That could have been it. Yeah, she got frustrated with you getting frustrated and knowing better.
No, I'm just a stupid fool.
Well, the joys of being a boss.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a businessman.
Oh, yes. I know all about business. I know all about supply and demand.
I'm going to try to start another business.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Security for people's homes.
Security. Isn't that what Mark does?
Mark does personal people security.
Okay. Right.
What I'm looking at is mechanical or technical security for people's homes when they're away.
Ah.
Okay.
Kind of like a defense field.
Yeah, more or less, yes. Yeah, it would be in your dimension, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In our dimension, we don't have that particular capability.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to secure the doors, windows, and whatever we can secure.
Talking of defense, our semi-resident Oathkeeper will be here next week.
The who now?
The semi-resident captain of the Oathkeepers. Yes.
Oh, well, good. I'd love to talk to her again.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much she's changed since she became captain, but...
What do you think, Russ?
No, okay. All right. I'd love to talk to her again.
I think she's a little more softer spoken and doesn't rush into things.
Responsibility does that to you.
It's been such a long time since I've been irresponsible.
Yeah.
Don't smack, Russ. It doesn't become you.
We're all that way at one time or another, though. Mm-hmm.
But my life doesn't count on me being serious all the time.
Well, neither does mine.
And I think...
Guess what, darling? I retired today.
Congratulations.
Thank you, baby.
Congratulations. Celebrations.
I retired today. No, what I had done is I retired from a full-time steady job. Ah. Now I'm going to go in business for myself.
Isn't that a contradiction?
No. I'm not working for somebody else. I'm working for me.
What I mean is, if you're retired, you're not meant to work.
Well,
but going into business for yourself means that you're going to work harder and more hours than you did before.
No, not really, because I'm going to do this at my speed. Not at somebody telling me I have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning and can't go home until 4:30 at night. Okay.
Beanpole, go to bed.
All right. Good night, Russ. We'll see you tomorrow.
How easy to coerce and manipulate.
Yeah, when he feels like that.
Especially in that state.
Yeah, but darling, no, this security thing is... I'm going to try to give people what they need to secure their homes on a free evaluation.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then if they want me to install the locks and so on and so forth and furnish the equipment, naturally I'm going to charge them by the hour plus material.
Oh, of course.
And if it gets to the point where somebody wants an alarm system installed, the new technology that's come up here just last couple of years, you don't have to wire people's homes anymore.
No.
They've got little boxes that fasten on the windows and the doors and so on and so forth. And you've got a central alarm system. They're all radio transmitted. So you don't have to install wiring. So the kind of work that I'm looking at, or business per se, is going to be a very laid back thing.
Yeah. Now what you can do is, I just had a little idea.
Go ahead.
Is that if they have a home computer, and have what is a infrared linking system, you could probably put software and programming inside the computer that can be activated by a touch panel outside, let's say a simple combination, switches it off, simple combination switches it on, so that when they come to the house, they type in their combination, it goes to the computer and it switches it off. When they leave, they do the same thing, and it switches on.
Okay.
Now,
one question before you go any further. I'm sorry about interrupting you, but do you have to leave your computer on all the time to do this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a question I had. Go ahead.
Most people do. But if an alarm is activated, it sends a message to the computer, and the computer dials the police department and informs the police department that there was breaking going on at a particular location.
Okay, now, in that particular instance, do you have, say, a time lag between the time that the seal is broken and time to call the police department and let them know that there isn't a break-in? In other words, say, accidentally,
somebody breaks a window accidentally.
Yes, yes.
Well, if there's the person there at the house, they would be able to type in their passcode in on the main keyboard, and that would cancel.
Oh, alarm. Okay. All right. I got you. I got you. But what was really running through my mind is, say, okay, I'll use myself for an instance. Okay, I've got this alarm system in my house, and I forget about it, unlock the door, and walk in. is there a time lag between me walking in and being able to punch in on the keyboard?
I think that there would be the ability to do that, yes.
I'd say about 30 seconds
mm-hmm.
or maybe a minute at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd have to be set up like that because a lot of people forget.
Yeah.
And even the children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids come in from school maybe early, and mom ain't home, and she's punched in the code.
Mm-hmm.
The kids open the door and walk in. They don't even think about that code. In fact, they don't even think about calling it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be the only problem with that about hooking up with the computer. Well, it's the same thing with the silent alarm that's hooked to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
You have that same problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd have probably something like if the person had speakers at their computer, as soon as the alarm was set off after, let's say, 30 seconds or a minute, and or as soon as the door or security is breached, an alarm would go off and say, warning, alarm system is now activated. You have 30 seconds to deactivate the alarm.
Mm-hmm. That would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would even tell the kids.
Yeah, something like a speaker right next door, right next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would say something like that.
Yeah,
which means that the convict would have 30 seconds to locate the computer and shut it down and find the switch to switch it off.
Yeah,
I don't think most criminals would be able to do that
because they wouldn't know where it'd be located in the house.
Mm-hmm. So you see?
Yeah.
And if it's not in the living room, it's in an office somewhere.
It'd take you more than 30 seconds to find it.
Mm-hmm. To switch off the computer, even if the key panel is easily accessible right next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to go, okay, where's the computer?
Yeah, right. You're correct. You're
mm-hmm.
correct. Anyhow, alarm systems, I probably won't fool with them because there's so many alarm system companies out there that they can probably do it at a better price than I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, probably.
But the free evaluation, the people can do it themselves mm-hmm. or I can do it for them, which would be sticks in the back of their sliders
mm-hmm.
plus locks on them so somebody can't pick them up and lift them out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the sliding glass doors that they've designed in this country, the sliding part is on the outside
mm-hmm.
of the door.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can pick them up and lift them out of the track.
Yeah. And there is a new design that has come out that has the sliding door, I believe it is, on the outside. And the reason it's on the outside is because when the wind blows, and if it's on the inside,
mm-hmm.
right, the door moves and there's a draft created.
Yes.
But if it's on the outside.
Yeah, it pushes against the other door and stops the draft.
Correct.
But what we can do in that particular instance mm-hmm. is drill through the stationary panel
mm-hmm.
and stick a deadbolt through it.
Yeah. Whereas this one, I think, is put on back to front.
The back, or the sliders on the inside,
mm-hmm.
the same as mine are.
Yeah.
And you can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can still drill a hole through the bottom of the door into the stationary panel and put a deadbolt in.
Yeah.
That way, nobody can pick the door up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can pick the door up here.
You can pick the door up, even these ones on the inside. You
yeah.
can stick a bar underneath of them, mm-hmm. pick them up and flip them over the track on the inside
yeah.
of the house and then walk right in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the alarm system, I mean, there's so much software that you could do. Yeah, the thing would be that if you were to, somebody was to say, I want you to do an alarm, maybe have somebody that you work with that does alarms.
Mm, or get myself in contact with an alarm company.
Mm-hmm. And they give you a referral fee.
Yes, yes, I could do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that might be a good idea, I like that.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, looks like the tape's almost over.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
While we shut this session down, the host is gone, or the semi-host, or whatever.
But one of the
residents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the host is up here.
Yeah.
And thank you for assisting him with his vehicle problem. I think you might be right.
Okay.
I think it might be the timing chain.
Yeah. That's what, that's the first thing that crossed my mind, the way it's clicking, because mm-hmm. If it was a valve,
mm-hmm. you would hear it up higher and you would be able to feel it.
Not only that, but your engine would run rough
mm-hmm.
because that valve would be bad.
Yeah, and there would also be a sucking sound as well.
Yes, and if it was a piston,
mm-hmm. there would be a knocking sound, very similar. However, there would be a clunk at the end of the knock.
You got it. So the only other thing that I can come up with is possibly the timing chain has gotten loose enough
mm-hmm.
that it's banging against the case when you rev it up, because that throws a loop in your chain when mm-hmm. you rev it up.
But it also continues when the engine's running.
Well, true, but when it's running idle speed, mm-hmm. you're not throwing that loop.
Yeah, but as the engine's running, the knock, knock, knock is still there, I think.
Not at idle.
No, not at idle, but just at
high speed.
Yes, because you're throwing.
It's just like a tire. A tire mm-hmm. is not round when you're running down yeah. the road. It's got a high spot in it
mm-hmm.
from a throwing. The chain does the same thing. It throws a high spot in that
does
chain.
Quite correct.
Yeah, throws a high spot in that chain, and that high spot's hitting the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time it hits a case, it bangs down, and then yeah. it comes up and hits again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's throwing that chain. That's what it's doing.
So the chain is possibly stretched then.
Over the period of time, I don't know how many mm-hmm. miles is on that little automobile, but probably quite a few. But there is a tightener on the inside of the case mm-hmm. that can be loosened, pushed up against the chain, and make mm-hmm. it run tighter.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly from the chain stretching, it's stretched just enough to hit yeah. the case and tighten it up with the tightener. That may be all that's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And by banging the case, it's broke the gasket, or maybe the case itself.
Yeah.
We might have to put a new case on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that'll solve Mark's problem.
I do appreciate you assisting.
No, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's my stock and trade, darling.
Yeah, assistant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Let me put the...
Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Leonides was sucking on his thing, on his thumb, as well as sucking on Mark's thumb down there. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, he was.
And his choice in words, nap now.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's an eighth-dimensional being in a sixth-dimensional body, he can be very young.
Yeah, mm-hmm. immature, darling. Immature.
Well, not immature. He's very mature for his tender age. But I think... youthful would be a
better. That'll mm-hmm. work. Well, thank you again.
No problem. Thank you.
And we'll probably see you next week.
Hopefully.
Yep.
And the week after, I will not be available.
Yep. I understand. I agree.
Frank.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey.
Well, our other resident kind of goofed out on us.
I think he was
just beat. He had to get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It just pushed.
Yes, he did look. His aura was very depressed.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He was just completely beat out. He's been putting in some long hours.
Oh, yes, he has. He's making money, too.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well.
Okay, well, I think...
yeah, it's getting on to that time, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting close to 11.
Yeah.
What is the chronometer thing?
Let me put my glasses on so I can see it. Yeah, it's 5 till.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the tape should be pretty close to being over. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's call it a wrap.
Okay.
Don't worry about shutting it off. Let it use up so that it's not dead space.
Okay. But anyhow, thank you for hosting tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, I tried to do my best as a room mistress. Next time I will bring my whip and chair.
No, please don't do that.
That's fine, things. Okay, I will wear my big hat, tall hat, and my red jacket with the tails, and my tight spandex.
Well, I'll go for that. That's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I think one of my smoother landings. I think I'm getting better at my landings.
You think you are, huh? You're not skidding in so bad.
I just had enough time to watch a shooting star.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah, I guess Russ
poor baby, he was just laying here. He just couldn't keep his eyes open anymore.
Were they being that boring?
No, huh? It's just that he was that tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was just wrecked. He's just total because he's been putting in some god awful hours.
Okay, yeah, he has. Kind of worries me a little bit.
Well, no, he's not working two jobs now. He's only working one. So, and I think now this is just my personal opinion, but I think that his tiredness is just by being awake so long.
Yeah.
Because he's enjoying what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And by enjoying your job, it doesn't seem like a job.
No.
You know what I'm talking about. Because that's why I stayed in maintenance all the time. Because I've always enjoyed the challenge.
Yeah. I'm going to go grab my cigarettes.
Oh, gosh. Now we can get up out of here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We can head upstairs.
Yeah. Getting a little stiff sitting still some longer.
Yeah.
That's not my